Yeah. Hello.
This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Sadiq McCallum Show.
Hello, my name is Red Hood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Sadiq McCallum Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gang have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisations who want to take advantage of PWDs, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander in chief, his mistress, but brief. We do support their lawyer, though. Ableism. NTs. That means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations! You have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Pinkhood, along with Drew, and Johnny should be on his way.
Hey, folks. Drew's here.
Yes. We've got some hell of a interesting news with Facebook now trying to launch a new patent that is sending people up for creepers to literally become your friends. Which is set, it seems to be setting up Facebook for failure.
Now listen, with all these new features that Facebook is releasing, Facebook is just coming up with new ways to make it easier for people to add their friends or acquaintances onto the page, but the risk is growing for those that may not want to add everyone that they know to their page.
Right.
It's become a very, I wouldn't say problematic situation, but it's getting there.
Oh, yeah. And so, it seems to be having more issues with Facebook tend to keep on going. Never a dull moment.
Nope. Never a dull moment with that.
And
thanks, I was on my Facebook the other day, and I was browsing it, and I saw that kid who bullied me in high school. His name just popped up out of nowhere on the find my friends list, so I had to X that out. So that way he won't try to find me on my profile.
Oh yeah.
As Drez Hansen. I don't know if you've had that pop up.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's become a it just seems that people just come out of the blue, even if you don't know them, too, which is very disheartening.
It is disheartening.
Which makes for hell of a makes it even more challenging to know who's actually friend or foe.
Mm-hmm.
So it could only mean Facebook's either looking to only have more people become friends, even if you don't know them or trust them.
I mean, that could lead to a very dangerous situation.
Oh, yeah.
A dangerous situation where you end up friending the wrong person and they get up all of your business. Because your Facebook is your own personal page.
Right.
It's like your own personal page. It's like MySpace, which was popular back 10 years ago around this time, but ever since then, it's been dead. I don't know if you people out there in the audience are old enough to remember MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
But it was pretty cool back then. Pretty cool back then, but now it's all about Facebook and what's this other website? Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all these crazy other social media photo sharing websites. And I heard on Snapchat that there's a feature where, you know, if you don't update your version of the Snapchat, there's a feature where your friends that follow you on Snapchat can track you down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
That's unsettling. It's unsettling going, okay, isn't privacy kind of key? Just a little bit. That's the only way people have privacy.
Mm-hmm.
By making sure that they know who's actually, they're adding people who they know, not the random person who's really not supposed to be on there.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, Pankhead. All the time I get those find me or find my friend requests.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's got to the part where I have to shut off the feature. Or at least make an attempt to do so.
It's
Johnny, what do you think?
Johnny is not here yet.
Is he playing chicken again?
I think so. I think there must have ran into something.
He's probably out there.
Ran into a little bit of a hiccup.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he'll be on. He'll be here. No matter what, I think this could be. There's no way someone could just go out of their way to send some friend requests to people that they don't know. Now, at that point, what exactly are you doing?
Not really doing anything. You're just accepting people based on your own convenience.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't actually make things accurate either.
Mm-hmm. No, it does.
And always has new issues. Even if they don't necessarily, now it's, even if people don't want it, you have it. especially with all the with all their Facebook now is trying to enter, is now trying to get themselves back in the media just because they I just think that Facebook always finds there's some issues that Facebook is getting themselves into no matter what. Especially after people even today experience outages for some ungodknown reason.
It always happens.
Yeah. It's another way they get to be in the media. They get back in the news no matter what. And there's any dull moments with that.
Nope, never a dull moment with being on Facebook. It's dangerous.
And social media as a whole always tends to have some interesting things happen. Social media is at least the one place where you can find out if and when legends could also sadly pass away. Unfortunately, Stanley.
I was shocked to hear that. Creator who created a lot of cartoons and Marvel Comics passed away.
Yeah.
And he was my true hero growing up. I used to look up to him. Look up to him, wishing that he were a part of my family. But, I mean, I felt that way when Rogers died. The guy who sang this is our day in the neighborhood.
I was gonna say
Roy Rogers, but that's not the correct name.
Right,
Roy
Rogers.
Yes, Mr. Rogers. Mr. Fred Rogers, I think that's his name. Fred Rogers.
Right. Yeah.
So many people have passed away. Michael Jackson, Prince, Muhammad Ali. All those people were celebrities that had something to contribute to society. I mean, I know it's a list. I know it's a flashback that I'm having, but it's the fact that, you know, these people were able to contribute and be a part of society. Have something in between their date of birth and their date of death.
So this is very tough. And at least it's where communities could come together too. So it could only mean one thing. It could only mean one thing that there's a lot of that social media does a lot of good, but yeah, it could be so.
Could be so
could
bad.
Could be a wild card. It's such a wild card.
Yeah.
Especially when it as it relates to. Different with the aspects of the internet as well.
I mean, this world out there, it's like all crazy. Like, you don't know what's going on.
Hey, you can't really, like, with everything happening nowadays with people who are, who pretend to be farther from what they say they are, people who look to be normal but are actually criminals and and just people who commit a lot of crime, steal from the elderly. Those are the people that we have to be careful with, especially when we post our on Facebook.
Yeah.
Is there, there's some creepy people out there, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like people, especially when you're disabled, like, or, excuse me, not differently abled, I should say. Like, there's people who just want to, like, take advantage of you. Like, they probably think, oh, you don't know any better. That's not cool, man.
So, it really makes things, puts things into perspective.
Hey, what's Zuckerberg trying to do? Like, trying to get rid of all these social interactions? Like, you can do it my way.
Right. And setting people up to have a problem with unknown with strangers that you don't know doesn't exactly help matters. It actually makes it far worse.
I mean, the intentions are good, but in reality,
Oh, stop!
Do we know what that was?
Yeah.
The magic of live podcasting, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen.
So, this only can mean that there's a lot of changes and changes that aren't the best coming. It could only mean that people are going to either want to stay or leave, for better or worse.
Yeah, let's just say I want to meet weirdos, but not those weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
Ones that are trying to harm me. It's like, that's just a little weird. Like, Facebook is thinking for us now.
Yeah.
Thinking for us, run away. Of course, when the Facebook does go down, like when Facebook goes down, like what do I do? You lose all lack of communication.
Right here.
Guys, I
you
was.
Mean I gotta go outside now?
Yeah, go outside and enjoy the air again away from Facebook. But look, I have a class that I have to go to, so you guys are gonna take over the show, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
All right.
No problem.
See you in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much that goes on, and yet there's so many things that goes on, like government agencies are wanting to now support people with different abilities and support an award show, even though it was canceled early this year.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a big thing in and of itself.
It's kind of a big deal here.
Oh, yeah. So, it's a huge, huge thing.
It's like,
it only makes it more, makes things even more possible, makes things possible to see accurate, to see those who actually.
You're saying like accurate representation.
Yeah.
I think they actually cancel it without telling anybody, like. They cancel the award show, like, without telling anybody, like, well, that's kind of crappy.
Yeah, it is. And also, when there's an issue of accurate representation, how in the world could anything be possible?
Yeah. It's like, how are you gonna nominate somebody like when you got, I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay. And it shows that there's possibility, there's more possibilities out there without of accurate portrayals without issues. So,
in and I can see him being disappointed by getting rid of it, but getting rid of it without telling anybody, that's like,
that's pretty bad.
It's like a kick in the, you know, teeth. Yeah, it was a kick in the teeth, basically. But the good news is there's a new body that's actually going to have the new award.
Yeah.
It's like when someone closes the door, they open up a window.
Oh, yeah. And if one door closes,
another one opens.
Yeah. And the more time that there's more accurate portrayals, the better it's going to be in the long run.
Exactly. Like,
because how much more time could you there's no way that this is acceptable. When someone wants to do something, it's better to
it's like the more advocacy we have, the better we have. There it is.
And the more exposure, the more people
right.
want to know about it, the more people want to have I'm just thinking that there's a that that it's bound to have a more effective and positive impact on people because they have the ability to have
the ability to have a voice.
And
And yeah.
Yeah, so more time, the better it's going to be. We could both agree with that.
Like,
and
the more.
And And it shows the effects of being clueless.
It's like the more inclusion we have, the better you get. It is.
Yeah.
So we ask for a little respect.
Yeah. And if you...
They give us a chance.
Yeah. So more progress.
So the more progress we have, the better we will be.
Yeah.
Even if it's slow, we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it shows that can that progress can be done, and
yeah.
And if more people could be aware, then it shows that there can be support, and there's a lot of people who don't really see themselves on TV or have the representation. So
right.
the more that is done, the better it will be.
So, like someday you'll probably see someone that inspires someone on TV, like, I can be just like
right.
them.
Yeah. And it shows.
Or to be inspired to help the community, too.
Yeah. I just see this being progress, and I could just see this aiming, this being the best thing that could happen.
Yeah.
And seeing that a government can change the
Yeah, believe it or not, government does get stuff done.
Yeah.
I know, right? It's crazy. Sometimes. Even if it takes a really long time.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes governments are willing to change, and also willing to see that.
Like this might be a good idea.
Yeah. And the more that goes on,
the more it goes on, the better off we'll be.
Yeah. And I see progress being made in strides with tech companies down to
see, even the evil law, that's sweet. Is a pretty great idea.
Yeah. And we could see that things are I guess on that note, we are going to be back Tuesday for an all new episode. Definitely want to stay tuned.
I think we have some good stuff coming up tomorrow.
Yes, we do. On that note, we'll see you on Wednesday.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Coast with Jeremy Jowen Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.